Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, your journey through Wikipedia's vast and varied content, one random article at a time. The random article for Wednesday, the 30th of April 2025, is Austen Chamberlain. Sir Joseph Austen Chamberlain, the 16th of October 1863, the 16th of March 1937, was a British statesman, son of Joseph Chamberlain and older half-brother of Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain. He served as a Member of Parliament, MP, for 45 years, as Chancellor of the Exchequer, twice, and was briefly Conservative Party leader before serving as Foreign Secretary. Brought up to be the political heir of his father, whom he physically resembled, he was elected to Parliament as a Liberal Unionist at a by-election in 1892. He held office in the Unionist coalition governments of 1895 to 1905, remaining in the Cabinet as Chancellor of the Exchequer, 1903-05 after his father resigned in 1903 to campaign for tariff reform. After his father's disabling stroke in 1906, Austen became the leading tariff reformer in the House of Commons. Late in 1911 he and Walter Long were due to compete for the leadership of the Conservative Party, in succession to Arthur Balfour, but both withdrew in favour of Bonar Law rather than risk a party split on a close result. Chamberlain returned to office in H.H. Asquith's wartime coalition government in May 1915, as Secretary of State for India, but re-signed to take responsibility for the disastrous cut campaign. He again returned to office in David Lloyd George's coalition government, once again serving as Chancellor of the Exchequer. He then served as Conservative Party leader in the Commons, 1921 to 1922, before resigning after the Carlton Club meeting voted to end the Lloyd George coalition. Like many leading coalitionists, he did not hold office in the Conservative governments of 1922 to 1924. By now regarded as an elder statesman, he served an important term as Foreign Secretary in Stanley Baldwin's second government, 1924 to 1929. He negotiated the Locarno Treaties, 1925, aimed at preventing war between France and Germany, for which he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Chamberlain last held office as First Lord of the Admiralty in 1931. He was one of the few MPs supporting Winston Churchill's appeals for rearmament against the German threat in the 1930s and remained an active backbench MP until his death in 1937. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 018 UTC on Wednesday, the 30th of April 2025. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Austen Chamberlain. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Neural Amy.